Hey guys, how's it going? It's HD Destruction here with podcast episode number one, and go ahead and introduce ourselves, guys. I'm Colin, or Gore HD.
What's going on, guys? I'm Massacre HD, or Jake, and our special guest is...
Hi guys, I'm George Post 3, or George.
Alright, and George is a subscriber, or, you know, I guess he's one of our friends, and basically we're going to have him on the podcast today so we can talk with him and have someone to interact with. Just in case you guys don't know, this podcast is going to be mainly about pretty much gameplay, and I guess also some small real life topics that just kind of don't keep it too boring.
All right. You want to bring up some topics, like?
You have any questions or anything, George? Or
you got any questions before we start?
All right. Here's a topic. When did you guys first start in gaming? Like, your first console, first video game?
Not in YouTube gaming, right?
Yeah, just playing out gaming.
All right, well, Colin, you all start right. Yours off since mine's a more interesting.
I guess first console ever was a Nintendo 64.
Lies.
I used to play Mario Smash Brothers.
Can't even say the name right, guys. Trust me.
Shut up.
He's bluffing.
Yeah, anyways.
Mario Smash Brothers.
What?
I'm going to have to hang on to that one.
Anyways, yeah, I used to play Mario Smash Brothers and
I played on multiplayer. Black Ops Call of Duty.
All right, well, that was where I started, in case you don't know, for any other smartasses out here. And yeah, I think that's... And then I went to the PS2, played a little bit of Grand Theft Auto, True Crime.
I think you mean the 2PS, but okay. Is that all?
And yeah, and then the Xbox. I actually started Xbox on Modern Warfare 2, believe it or not. At the beginning of Modern Warfare 2, which is a little... I had Xbox, I just didn't have Live or didn't have the... I didn't really get into Call of Duty until Modern Warfare 2. So that's where that's at.
I'm so sorry.
Jake?
I'm so sorry. Okay, well, I started gaming back when... I think my grandma bought my mom and my dad a wedding gift. And it was a Super Nintendo. It wasn't the ones with, like, the rectangular controllers. It was the Super Nintendo, which was the generation after that. And I'm not going to go on ahead and go into the exact stats on everything like I am. But, yeah, I started on that playing Super Mario World, and I loved it. And then that went on to a 64, and then on to... I can't even remember. Oh, yeah, that went on to a PS1. And then PS2, PS3, Xbox 360. And now I play Black Ops.
But you're not going to give us the stats on everything?
No.
All right, I gotcha. And what about you, George?
Yeah, George.
I actually got started on the PS2, believe it or not.
Late bloomer.
Kind of late. And then
it's
I moved
okay.
to...
Jake was an accident. He's late bloomer, too.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, aren't we all?
No, we're not. Just you.
But you were planned, yeah. Oh, wow, voice crack. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Jake's in puberty. You're going to have to give him a break.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me a break here. I'm trying to drink my water and play out this. You know what? Screw it. You start talking now.
I think I was going to give him a bib for Christmas is what I was thinking, maybe. I don't know.
A bib. So you're giving someone a bib that's about 25 days younger than you.
Yeah. But see, there's a puberty factor in there that you haven't hit yet.
I don't think we want to open up this can of worms right now. I don't think we want to do this.
I don't think we want to open up a
can of
worms.
No. Better yet, I don't think we want to do this. How's that one for you, bubs? Yeah. So, guys, I don't think we want to do this right now. Okay. Onto a different topic, please.
I used to have a bad list, but I don't really anymore. Until I talk. Whatever. Anyways, George, any new questions?
What's your favorite guns? I don't know.
Favorite gun?
Is that the best you have? No, I'm kidding.
I'm assuming you're talking about...
All right, classify, like, different... What class? Like, SMG, assault?
Just in general, what's your most used gun in Black Ops?
I'll take this one. My most used gun... Do you want to give me my honest opinion or the opinion that I would like to share with everybody?
honest opinion.
What a kind of question.
AK-74U.
You're not proud of it, but it's true.
I have mixed feelings about it. I'm proud of it because it's a great gun. It's the best in its class, and I know you've probably heard a different commentator say that. But I'm going to have to agree with that statement. And Colin, why don't you go on ahead and...
Once again, I think that if you actually like counted up the stats on what I've gotten the most kills with, it'd probably be the AK-7. I don't know about that. It wouldn't be the FAMAS, which is my favorite weapon right now.
Oh yeah, my favorite weapon's the AUG. Thought I might let you know that.
But I don't really know what it would be. I use the G11 on Commando a lot last Prestige, so that'd probably be.
I like the Commando. I think it's a great overall weapon. It's just the fact that you unlock it at a 44, and for everyone that prestiges, it's like. You can use it for, you know, maybe 80 to 90 games at the most. Yeah, unless you play Search and Destroy. And
on to prestiging, I mean, I'm thinking about not doing that again.
Yeah, you're at 50 right now. I am at level 44, 45. I think somewhere around there. And I think I'm going to prestige again, but...
What prestige are you guys?
First. Only same. Because I've been on 50 for a while.
I was on 50 the first time around for quite a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably will end up prestiging in a week or so. I don't know. I don't prestige a ton, so.
I definitely don't get straight to 50 and hit prestige and.
Yeah, unlike some friends, HD general. All
right. Next topic.
All right. I think a lot of our. When we fell into YouTube and not fell into YouTube, but when we started to get to know a lot of people, we ended up knowing a lot of snipers. And
yeah, I don't know how that came about. It kind of pissed me off.
And we're not snipers at all. Like, we're the exact opposite of them.
Oh, but God,
we
yes.
know on my friends list, you could probably count 15 snipers on YouTube. And it's just kind of, I don't know, they have completely different opinions on everything than we do. Like,
in every aspect, though. I mean, they're not respectful snipers like Hutch or Grizz. They're little complaining snipers. Like,
I wouldn't go that far. If you don't I'm not going to rag on
them. Oh, no, name. We're not mentioning any names. Trust me. As long as I'm not saying any names, I can give these kids a piece of my mind.
I can't snipe for my life. My God.
Neither can I. I don't know.
Yeah, see, the stupid kids that are listening to this are being like, ha, 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 I have something over them now. Yeah, you got a nice 0.6 KD there, brother.
Yeah, I don't, like, for me, a lot of kids have fun by going out and getting trick shots, though.
And to be honest with you, whatever you have fun with in the game is whatever you should do. I mean, if you have fun going out and getting 4 kills a match, but every single one of them was, like, a no-scope and one of them was a collateral or something... Then, I mean, more power to you, but when you start getting that cocky attitude, then that makes me want to look down upon it.
Yeah, like, I don't... Once again, if you have fun doing sniping, or... I can give you... Whatever you have fun doing is fine, except for noob tubing. If you're noob tubing, then go on and take your disc out of your tray and rip it in half.
And replace that disc with a little game I like to call Modern Warfare 2. Yours truly.
But, sniping, I don't know, I guess it's a cool thing. It didn't bother me with the quickscoping deal originally because...
In Modern Warfare 2, the quickscoping didn't really bother me as much as I thought it might have.
Believe it or not, Jake and I have always kind of liked to go into a private match and quickscope, no scope, including in Modern Warfare 2. So we started doing it again in Black Ops and...
Taking it seriously though, we're not in the lobby and being like, yeah, you can beat us in a public match, but if I quickscoped you 1v1 on Rust, boy, you'd sure get... Coming your way, you know.
But
I just back out.
We went into Modern Warfare 2 a few days ago and did some quick scoping, and that, oh my God.
We went into a public match, and I brought out that laser beam ACR, and
we went like 37-3 in your first game.
Yeah, I know.
I was on Modern Warfare 2 yesterday, and I went into search, and everybody was quick scoping. Like almost every single person in search was quick scoping. I think that's really the only people left playing. Modern Warfare 2 are the quickscopers and the tubers.
That, my friend, is when I take out a little overpowered weapon called the UMP and just get a 5-man spray.
Yeah, and I don't know about this, but if you guys haven't seen Modern Warfare 2 since Black Ops came out, like me, 12 o'clock at night, that Tuesday morning, or 12 o'clock a.m., I guess.
Yeah.
I until, like, recently, like, 4 days ago, I didn't see Modern Warfare 2. I went into the main menu and I felt like I was running 2700 on my eyes. The text is huge. They made it for a blind kid or something.
You know, hands down to Infinity Ward map making, though, I love the way that they made the maps. I don't know what about it. I hated the noob tubes. I hated, like, the one-shot kills with the scar every once in a while. And there's a lot about that game that I didn't like Commando. You know, we can keep going, but I love the maps, how they were, like, so bright. And I watched Thunder's video on Rundown, and I'm like, why can't we have these kinds of maps in Black Ops? Because if you think about it, if we could have those kinds of maps in Black Ops and then Black Ops playstyle, then it'd be a great game.
I don't know whether to call it the best. I don't know. It's really good. Black Ops has been pretty dominant over Modern Warfare 2 for me.
I actually think that Modern Warfare 2 kind of was more fun, but if all they did was patch the one-man army noob tubes, that game would have been by far better than Black Ops, but the noob tubes just killed the game for me. It just ruined it.
Right. And, I mean, I'm going to have to agree with you. Freaking noob tubes completely ruined that game.
It wasn't noob tubes. It was Danger Close Unlimited noob tubes.
Yeah.
If they made it like Black Ops, where you couldn't pick up, or there was no one-man army, first of all, and then with Scavenger, you couldn't pick up more tubes, and then no Danger Close, I mean, it would just be used as a regular old noob tube.
I could probably count on two hands, maybe, the amount of times that I've been noob tube. Nowhere compared to Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Black Ops, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm thinking we should live stream this next week. We got to figure out a whole live stream thing. It pisses me off how complicated it can be. Jesus Christ.
It's really hard to explain, if people know who we're talking to, a live stream / podcast to someone.
Oh, yeah. I'm not mentioning any names because that would be kind of screwed up, but
we tried to do a live stream / podcast a few days ago. And
just to let you guys know, along with the idiots that couldn't get it through their thick skull, and along with everybody here listening, and by the way, I'm not calling any of you listeners idiots, so don't think that, but obviously we're doing this for fun. We're not doing it to get 10,000 million gazillion viewers, because obviously that's not going to happen from two channels that are 200 subscribers deep. But we just thought about doing this because it sounded fun, and find a couple guests and voice crack. Call them, talk.
Oh, yeah, guys. Yeah. We've had a couple guests, and yeah, so we're looking to have someone on here every week, though. We might just keep a few people that do really well, but
would you like me to kick you from this call, huh? You can do that right now.
Anyways, that's pretty much.
Hey, you're lucky we didn't do this podcast about 8 months ago. You would have been royally screwed. You couldn't even tell me what your full name was without having about 3 voice cracks. So you shut up.
I could.
No, I don't think you could.
All right. Well, anyways, I think that one of the. Do you follow us on our channels, by the way, George?
Yeah, I follow you guys on your channels.
Are you familiar with the new series that I started, Story Time?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the new series? Can we get a word out here?
Well, did you see the one about being hella gun?
Ooh, that was a bad one.
Did you see the one about being hella gunpoint?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Crap, I remember that one.
Right. Well.
A little bit hypocritical, are we?
Anyways.
All right, on to a different topic. Why do I keep bringing that up?
No, I was going to talk about Story Time.
Broken record. Talk about it then.
Well, anyways, yeah.
Microphone's right here.
Yeah, earthquake struck in Arizona today. Anyways, so
when your dad walks
on that, I guess if you guys could go, there's not really a way to leave a comment through a podcast on iTunes or anything, but if you want to go through our channel, if you want to go through our channel and leave the comment or something on I have some pretty good stories about my dad having an anger issue, so I could keep on going with those. Jake, you have some stories that you could tell.
Do I?
About what have you. I don't know.
All right. Let me go on ahead and tell you guys this quick story, and it is 100% true. Colin vouched for me.
Are you telling?
The one about Jim.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, what else was I going to... Never mind. All right, so Colin said it's true. I know it's true. My friend caught it on camera, so it was on his cell phone, so it was like watching a 1920s film. But so we had this really cocky kid in our PE class. This was last year, freshman year, for those of you that don't know. And I know this is going to sound really, really, really gay, but we did our stretches or warm up or whatever you want to call it. It's freshman PE, so make you do a whole bunch of different crap. And we did it in the wrestling room. So, you know what I mean? If somebody decided
to play a little bit of fag tag on this spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In other words, if somebody wanted to, like, take another guy down, I don't mean fight.
You can't make this sound not homosexual, but
continue. I know, but it's wrestling. So, I mean, they get in their little giddy ups and do their thing. But, in other words, if anybody wants to kind of...
screw around.
Exactly. If anybody wants to screw around, the coach doesn't really care because, you know, we're in a wrestling room. So this kid in the back is being extremely, extremely cocky and towards the coach, towards everybody else and everything. And while we're, you know, all doing our routine and stuff, the kid in the background is just, like, running around the entire room, bouncing off the walls and just being an idiot. And the coach takes a dodgeball, and he's like, I'm going to need you to sit down. And he didn't even have it in throwing stance. Like, he was just holding it down to his side. And he was like, I'm going to need you to go back there and sit down. And because the kid was screwing around like crazy. And then the kid wouldn't do it. And then he takes the dodgeball and chucks it at the kid. And the kid just drops. Yeah. That's it.
Did you tackle him?
No.
Is that legal in any form or way?
Yeah, it was a different one, yeah.
That was it, okay.
No, this was... make it even. I told Colin a different story, which that was Coach Young that did that. This was a different coach.
Okay.
That was a substitute.
I thought that was going somewhere
else. That was a substitute the day that our regular PE teacher was sick. Sick.
So he...
our regular PE teacher was sick. And, the football coach, the varsity football coach, took over, and that was when the other story happened.
He took the ball and chucked it at him. That was the highlight of the story.
No, he just kind of took the ball, and he's like, I'm gonna need you to go sit down. And I know this sounds really hard to believe because it sounds kind of fake, but I promise you, it's not fake. I mean.
Right.
Right. It's my word versus yours, so whatever. If you guys don't believe it, you guys can all go screw each other. I don't care. All right, I'm kidding. I love you all.
All right, guys, so we took the ball and chucked it at him. Moral of the story.
Stop making fun of my story. All right.
Don't screw with the football coach. That's the moral.
It was the varsity football coach, though. This guy's an asshole.
Okay, not to put you on the spot or anything, but any stories, maybe?
Me? I don't really know. No, my life's pretty dim.
You don't know?
No. You got a story.
What about a story when you went to go get the syrup this morning and it wasn't there, so you had to go to the store and buy some? And then you saw a really fat lady there and decided to make fun of her.
What?
I don't know. I'm just making one up. This happened this morning. No, it didn't. Just to let you guys know, Colin and I make fun of everything.
Yeah, that's kind of true. I don't think there's anything everything. We've ever passed that we haven't made fun of. And another thing, just to let you guys know, we actually live in two different states, but at the moment I'm visiting my family, which is where I met Jake, which is why we are actually doing this podcast together right now. So,
yeah.
No homo involved there.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I don't know how long we've been going now. I think it's been long enough.
All right, hang on. I can tell you.
We'll wrap up this little...
We're not going to wrap it up yet. We've only been going for, like, 18 minutes.
18 minutes, all right.
So we still got about another...
15 minutes or so left.
We don't have to time this, okay? Whenever we feel like...
15 minutes left.
Stop talking. We can just stop.
All right. Anyways, so I guess we're telling stories.
Talk in the microphone.
So I guess we're telling stories.
Please, thank you.
What was I gonna?
I'll tell you guys a quick one. Colin and I and his dad last night went to Carl's Jr., which is by our Walmart, and there was a girl in there that's a junior at my high school, and she's been my friend since I was little, so I don't have any feelings for her. But in other words, she was working there, and she's really nice, and she doesn't like it when customers cuss her out and get mad.
What?
I'm kidding. So she's working behind the counter, and she's like, because apparently Carl's Jr. has a dollar menu, and they don't know how to post it on the actual menu.
Yeah, for what?
So you have to ask them, and then the person behind the counter.
Like, double bacon cheeseburger, jalapeno burger, chicken.
So the person behind the counter, the cashier, they have to recite the entire poem of what's on the value menu. So she says it, like, extremely fast. Like, I couldn't even understand it if I was on LSD. So, in other words, she recites, like, 10 different items, and his dad's like, he puts down his hand, he's like, I want one of everything. And she's like, really? He's like, yeah. And for those of you guys that don't know, his dad is about 6'5" to 6'6", and he's a...
Don't say 300 pounds.
I wasn't even going to say a weight. He's overweight, though. Since Colin just brought it up, he's overweight. I wasn't even going to say that.
But
he is a very, very large figure.
Okay. He's not a rolling donut for any of you guys who want a picture in your head.
No, even Colin said it. She was like, really? And she's like, I never had that happen before. And Colin was like, I bet you haven't never had an elephant walk in here either.
Not to make it. I don't want you guys getting this mental picture that my dad is someone who can't fit through a door.
No.
If you're talking about height wise.
If you're talking about height wise, he has to duck under the average door. So.
That's interesting, I guess.
Colin has about 30 of his little fight road rage stories.
Yeah.
They're all a little bit different though, which makes them interesting.
That's true. I guess you want to hear another one about Carl's Jr.
This also happened at Carl's Jr.
So, I guess this was the time before that my dad had went to Carl's Jr. He was going through the drive-thru and actually ordering some food and a drink or something. And I guess, like, when he ordered the food, the lady behind the drive-thru window was being moody, I suppose. And she gave him his food.
Moody.
My dad.
I see,
like,
the connection.
My dad, I think, got the wrong food or something. I see the connection. My dad, I think, got the wrong food and kind of told her, and she acted like it was some big dramatic deal. And then she takes his Coke and kind of, like, tosses it at him.
Was it a lady? Oh, yeah, it was a lady. Never mind.
She kind of tosses it at him, which is not the right decision, I suppose.
Especially against his dad.
So my dad's sitting in his car, and the lady tries to slam the window. My dad takes his fist and shoves it through the drive-thru window and breaks the drive-thru window.
110 stitches?
Yeah.
110 stitches.
Yeah, 110 stitches in his hand. So that's interesting, and I guess lady kind of freaked out, and he made peace with her and drove off. Made peace with her after he realized that he just vandalized property, but, you know.
I don't think he cared. I really don't.
I don't think he cared either.
Your dad deals with things. He's like The Rock, okay? He does it, and then he deals with it later.
That's
true. The Rock in the movies, anyways.
Speaking of The Rock, we saw a movie today.
Oh, Faster. It was all right. Right.
If you like
the guy got shot three times, and he ended up walking away. That was kind
of... Yeah, far-fetched. Two of which were in the head, one in the neck. Not to spoil the movie for you or anything.
Not to talk at the light bulb or anything, but...
Yeah, yeah, so I don't know. If you want to see that movie, I guess it's pretty good if you like watching serial killers go on a rampage.
Have you guys seen Inception yet?
I tried to watch that the other day, and it was a little...
I tried to watch that, but my brain would have been...
Toast.
It would have been liquefied by the end of that if I actually understood it. No, I'm kidding, though.
Did you like that movie?
Have you guys seen a movie called Town? The Town?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It's pretty cool. It was based on a true story, too.
They're rolling by in the van, and they have the nun suits on. They look over at that little boy, and he's like, those guys are about to go beat the shit out of someone.
I thought it was funny because, like, I don't know. I was realizing today that, like, because I watched Town. It's funny. Jake, you brought that up. Yeah, I watched
Steven Seagal.
I watched Town last night, and I watched Faster today. And last night on Town, like, they manipulate you to where they want you to freaking get, they want the robber, they want you to want the robbers to get away. Yeah. You know, in any real life scenario, you wouldn't want the robbers to get away.
Yeah, but for some reason in those movies, they manipulate your mind where they want you to think that the bad guys are going to get away.
They do a pretty good job at it. And then today, the guy that was going on a killing rampage, I didn't want him to die after he just killed, like, six people.
Eh, they deserved it, though. I mean, they killed his brother. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna ruin the plot. That actually isn't the complete plot, so I'm not gonna say anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Any more flicks coming out? I think there's a new Pirates of the Caribbean coming out soon. I saw today.
Yeah.
Never been my series though, really. Have you seen new movies, George?
Huh?
Have you seen any new movies, Harry Potter or anything?
I haven't seen Harry Potter. I want to go see that, and I want to see Tron really bad.
That actually looks like a good one.
Oh, and The Little Fockers. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that one. I'm going to see that one on Christmas. Oh, what do you guys think about the new True Grit? I love the original True Grit. I thought that movie is awesome.
I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what you're talking about. So.
You don't get around, buddy.
I have no clue what True Grit is.
You're over here playing Mario Bros. Smash or whatever you said. Mario Bros. Super.
I said Smash Mario Brothers or something. I don't know what I said. Mario Smash Brothers.
Oh, have you guys ever played Super Smash Bros. On the Wii? That game is awesome. I love that game.
I sold my Wii.
Good idea.
No, I played it at a friend's house. Don't think I ever bought a Wii. Who do you think I am? Like the Bieber or something? No, don't even say it. Right?
Picture that right now, Jake.
That's gross.
Actually, I'm
about that too.
At the movie theater today, there was a kid. By the way, we're not like on a date or anything. I know we're talking a lot about us being.
No. We just went to the movie theater in Prescott, which is about an hour away from where I live, and we. When his dad's around, there's always some kind of adventure that takes place. No homo. Yeah.
But we were talking about
it. I'm starting to vision that. It's gross. Anyways, go.
They had Justin Bieber. For whatever reason, it's one of the little cardboard. Some cardboard.
This always ends up to be a perverted thing. Podcast.
And then some cardboard life size thing of Justin Bieber. And then it was funny because it had the head taped back on there, like some kid had ripped it off.
Yeah, right in his head there was little sever marks because obviously someone had ripped it off and they used some clear tape to put it back on.
I think once again I hate to like say this is gonna be painkiller already. I hate this is a painkiller already whatsoever.
No, it's not.
But I do watch that podcast and I can kind of say that this. I don't know how to relate it, but. These are only going to be about 30 minutes long, for those of you that are wondering, not an hour and a half.
Or, no, the last one with White Boy was it was 2.5 hours. That's insane.
Was it really?
Yeah, plus they go on the live stream like an hour early and talk and stuff, and then after they stay on. They're on there for a good 5 hours. God.
We're thinking about doing a live stream tomorrow. Just
yeah, just letting you guys know we're thinking about.
Just doing a random live stream, although we don't really have the viewer base to do it, but
no, I know you can do it with any viewer base, I guess.
That's true.
Except for someone like George's. Oh, I'm sorry, George. I'm kidding though.
See how it is.
Mine's not much figured out.
It doesn't really matter anyway. YouTube is for fun, so.
Yeah, whatever. YouTube is for fun.
Ooh. I think a lot of people get carried away with that.
I got another subscriber.
Mm.
Thought I might let you all know that.
It's about damn time.
Oh, I don't want to. We don't need to start this right now. We all know what got you above me. And that was a little mistake that I made that I'm not going to elaborate on.
Well, you can elaborate on it. There's nothing to hide.
Speaking of mistakes, did you guys hear what happened on Hutch's new video? Like his new montage?
Speaking of mistakes, were you born?
No.
Just kidding.
Speaking of
mistakes. Basically, this kid got he made a username called Sean. 0782.
Oh, 0782. Yeah, I saw that comment.
And then he wrote saying, this kid threatened to hack my channel and to, like, kill my family, so go and hate on his channel. So, like, 2,000 people went on this kid's channel and they pretty much, like, spammed it with hate mail. And then, like, 30 minutes later, everyone's like, oh shit. Oops. And the kid's also director for, like, Machinima, so, like.
Oh, wow, not smart.
Everyone was like, why is this Machinima director, like, hating on Hutch? This is retarded. And then somebody figured it out.
Hutch made Machinima.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. So
no.
The kid wouldn't hate it on Hutch?
Let me rephrase, yeah. Hutch put up a new montage, and then, hang on, am I right? The 0782 kid commented?
Yeah, Sean 0782.
Yeah, Sean, it's like instead of Sean 0728.
Yeah.
He made that account, and then he commented, and then didn't Hutch post something that said, go hate on this kid's channel? And the kid got hated on like crazy.
Why did he do that?
That was the fake Hutch that said, go hate on this kid's channel, and then everyone went and did that, and then later they realized that this was fake, and then it wasn't real Hutch saying to go hate.
Oh, he replied.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I get it. Never mind. Okay. I'm sorry.
Did he hate it on this random kid's channel? I got you.
Yeah, I get it now.
I got you.
Takes me a second.
That's a little screwed up. Jesus.
No.
Yeah, we had a buddy with 4,000 subs gone.
Yeah,
his account just freaking.
Infusion HD or editing in HD for
yeah,
those of you guys.
Yeah, you guys just subbed
him really
actually.
Well, actually.
You should definitely go subscribe. He posts sniping stuff. Once again,
he's not one of the ones that I have an issue with.
I really don't have
I'm not mentioning names, guys. That would just be low down and dirty.
But I can talk behind their back without them knowing. It's cool.
No, they know who they are, and I don't need to rephrase. But
yeah, I think that...
Yeah, he puts up mini edits, and he knows how to edit really well.
Yeah, he's a freaking excellent editor.
He's a really good editor.
He's an excellent
editor. Just you guys, what do you use?
Oh,
Sony Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
Pro 10.
Oh, I have Pro 9.
Oh,
sad day.
You need to go get that then.
Yeah.
Is there really that much of a difference, though?
No, not at all. There is, but...
Except for the 10 part.
You mean the 10, not the, like, the tin foil? Like, 10?
I said 10.
You said tin.
I didn't say 10.
All right. This is such a little trivia here. On 2 votes out of 3, I vote 1. So it's all up to you, George. Did Colin say 10 or did he say 10?
Here's a better question. Why are you even talking about this?
Because I want to bring up a topic and make it completely worthless.
I think I'm going to have to go with Jake on this one. Sorry, Colin.
Oh, yeah. I said tin foil. That's what I meant. 10.
That's how you say.
Because I definitely said 10.
Okay, never mind, you guys. He's saying.
I really don't care. Anyways, George, where did you start in YouTube?
In YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, in YouTube.
Well, I started about 6 months ago, and my friend came up to me and he was like, "Hey, dude, we should start a YouTube channel." And I always watched like commentaries from like Hutch and Muzzafuzza, and I never pictured myself kind of talking over gameplay footage. I don't know why. So I was like, all right. And then we pretty much started from pointing our camcorders at our TV screens, which was pretty bad. And then we upgraded to Dazzles, and I'm upgrading to a HD PVR probably sometime in like 2 weeks. It's pretty cool.
Mean 2 weeks or 4 days?
Like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Because 4 days would be Christmas,
said 2 weeks.
When a lot of people would be getting a PVR. But
yeah, I'm kind of sad about that. I don't want competition.
No, I don't care. I'll help you out, George.
Yeah, competition is nothing. We're actually sponsored by Hop Hog.
Yeah,
so.
We're sponsored by Hop Hog.
How'd you guys get sponsored by them?
Connections.
Actually, there was no connections involved there. It's just
no, there wasn't connections. It was just. No one had to talk.
Yeah.
No one had to talk.
Yeah, know how to work the
No
system.
One had to talk to the manager.
Or the...
Wasn't he like the CEO or something?
He's the CEO
something?
Of Hop
yeah.
Hog.
We got in with the CEO and pulled some strings. And Hop Hog just kind of floated on to my doorstep.
And mine.
Yeah. So.
I think I'm going to call out my uncle and get sponsored by Subway.
Jared?
He owns like 2 Subways, so I'm going to be like, dude, sponsor.
You're going to send me the link right now or else I'm dropping you from the Skype call.
To what?
Wait, what are you gonna have like eat fresh on your channel or something? How is that gonna work out?
I'm gonna have like a background with like meatball sandwiches and have like a giant Subway
on
top.
Pepper Jack.
That sounds like a cool background. I'd like to see like a really good GFX designer like take that into consideration and be like, dude, I'm gonna make the sickest background with an open tuna melt on the back. That would look cool.
I would have to agree with that. I'm just wondering how that. What are you gonna get, like free Subway sandwiches or something?
Yeah.
I already do that, so.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I think about, I know this is kind of random, but I think about 25%, not, I'd say 20% of our traffic comes from the UK.
Oh, YouTube traffic. I was like,
yeah.
The traffic in my town comes from Mexico. I was like, here, there's dude. No UK traffic down here in Arizona. It's straight. That's straight
out of Puerto Vallarta is what it's coming from. No racism involved there.
Yeah, yeah. No, where I live like 2 hours. No, not 2 hours.
Two hours from the border. No.
I live about 4.5 to 5 hours away from the border, so I'm in northern Arizona, and I'm not gonna give any more information away than that. I want to see a subscriber on my doorstep with a little flag that says Massacre HD. And that would be creepy.
That'd be like me.
What state do you... Oh, never mind. What state do you live in?
Me? I'm California.
California?
You actually could show up at my doorstep.
Where at?
I'm about 9 miles away from Hollywood. I don't know if you guys know Burbank, California.
What direction? Longitude and latitude. I've got my notepad open.
What's your social security, by the way?
I don't even know, dude.
How old are you, by the way?
I just turned 15 a few days ago, so.
Nice. Wait. I'm kidding. Colin's 15. I'm 15. We're all 15 here.
Yeah.
I turned 15 in June. Colin turned 15 in May.
May, yeah. They're coming.
Do what?
I'm a small child here.
How tall are you? I don't want to get into, like, this isn't physics over here.
I'm 5'8".
Oh, I'm 5'8". Colin's 6'1".
My friend's 14, and he's 6'3".
Oh, your friend is a descendant of the giraffe family.
I know.
He's actually a small 96.
What's his ethnicity?
He's white.
Okay.
I was about to say, if you say Asian, I was...
I was going to say, if you say black, that kid better be in the NCAA right now.
All right. Well, I think that pretty much ends this podcast.
Yeah. No racism involved. I thought I might let you guys know that.
But once again, this was HD Destruction episode number 1. Sorry to leave it off kind of quick. But we will be seeing you guys next week. This is going to be a weekly podcast. So you guys have a great day and come back and see us next week.
All right. See you guys later.
Peace out.
Bye.